This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, March 17th, 2021. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. The PRO Act passed the House this week by a vote of 225 to 206. Five Republicans voted for the bill, one Democrat opposed. The bill would significantly harm the franchise sector, implementing California's disastrous ABC test from AB5, alongside an expanded joint employer standard, effectively reclassifying franchisees as employees of their brand companies. The International Franchise Association and other business groups strongly oppose the bill. IFA's Matt Haller said, "Franchise small businesses are poised to lead our country's economic recovery and are particularly well-suited to ensure that hard-hit minority communities have access to the opportunity and equity they need to build back better. Unfortunately, the PRO Act jeopardizes that." Recognizing a need for hunger relief, Dunkin' Brands' Dunkin' Joy in Childhood Foundation stepped up with its first round of emergency hunger grants 1 year ago to help support those on the front lines of hunger relief. The foundation announced an additional $1 million in September, and this week announced another $1 million. Carrie McHugh, executive director of the Dunkin' Joy in Childhood Foundation, said, "1 year later, we know the vast need is ongoing. Communities need continued support just as much now as they did at the beginning of the crisis." Hilton is providing event planners with COVID-19 testing and health screening resources for their event attendees. Frank Passanante, Senior VP at Hilton, said, "We expanded the resources within our Hilton Event Ready playbook to include third-party providers that can deliver a seamless experience and offer preferential pricing to our event planners." The variety of COVID-19 testing and health screening options include handheld temperature check devices, personal health screening checklists, COVID-19 self-testing options, and COVID-19 same-day on-site testing. Subway is moving some of its operations from Milford, Connecticut to Miami. The new Miami office is scheduled to open in spring of 2022. Consumer-facing departments will make the transition, including culinary, marketing, and global transformation. Meanwhile, finance, legal development, and human resources will remain in Connecticut. Exponential Fitness announced it is launching an upgraded studio experience through the use of Apple Watch technology across all 8 of its brands. The fully integrated experience allows Exponential members and guests to view upcoming classes, check into a class, participate in the Earn Your Watch Challenge, and most notably, track real-time performance data. Sarah Luna, president of Exponential Fitness, said, "As our users become increasingly data and goal-oriented, this technology will help us continue to curate the best of the best workout experience across every vertical of boutique fitness." Corner Bakery is now making a few of its most popular menu items with Dannon yogurt. Donna Josephson, Senior VP and Chief Marketing Officer of Corner Bakery, said, "Dannon yogurt is certified gluten-free and provides essential nutrients such as protein and calcium as part of a healthy lifestyle. We're excited to team up with another incredible brand to offer our guests the quality they deserve." East Coast Wings and Grill teamed up with Campbell's Soup to offer franchise owners and their guests the opportunity to donate 100% of proceeds raised from soup sales over the holiday season. The franchise doubled its projected contribution, and the 36 locations collectively were able to donate nearly $22,000 to local food banks across the Southeast. President and CEO Sam Ballas said, "This initiative was an extension of the community-driven culture at East Coast Wings and Grill and each franchise owner's commitment to serve local causes." Back with People News after a quick word from today's sponsor, 1UP Web. A site I'm recommending that all marketers, especially those working with franchise brands, is 1upweb.com/franchise. Lots of free franchise marketing resources like an SEO audit template, a guide to Google local listings for franchise businesses, and more. My favorite is 1UP Web's new Franchise Marketing Playbook. It's got a guide for franchisors to support their marketing efforts at all levels of a system, specific tips for working with franchisees, and it includes some post-COVID insights. 1UP Web is an enterprise digital marketing agency and AOR for many great franchises with over 20 years of digital marketing experience. Learn more at 1UPWeb.com/franchise. In People News this week, Domino's announced the promotion of Frank Garrido to Executive Vice President, U.S. Operations and Support. H&R Block announced several additions to the leadership team, including Carissa Booker, VP of Customer Knowledge, Mark Darling, VP West Market, Scott Runkel, Vice President of Customer Experience, and Ryan Weber, VP Workforce Planning and Tax Pro Experience. Retro Fitness announced the appointment of Mark Andrews as Chief Development Officer. The Honey Baked Ham Company announced Jim Dinkins as its new CEO. Penn Station East Coast Subs announced the addition of Mike Bradford as Director of Real Estate Development and Construction. Burger King announced industry veteran Tom Curtis will be appointed COO. And Pizza Hut Global CEO Artie Starrs has left the company to head up Topgolf Entertainment Group. Starrs will take the position of Topgolf CEO effective April 5th. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is happening this weekend in Dallas in person at Dallas Market Hall, March 20th and 21st. And coming up next, Seattle and Philadelphia in May. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to these great candidates in person at any of these great events, contact Michael Higham at michael@nationalevent.com about available booth space. For more information, check out franchiseshowinfo.com. Thanks for listening to the Franchise News Podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.